Same halacha l'maisa, Hilchos Eruv, and we have to first be mevayer a few aspects of the dinim d'oraisa. And our very din is that it's forbidden to carry from the Shishayachet to the Shisharab, not from the Shisharab to the Shishayachet, and it's forbidden to be mabed alan amis in the Shisharab. We have to work on a good definition of what is the Shisharabim and what is the Shisharab. Even under the Rabban, they are the Tamilas, so we still have to know what does the din d'oraisa, because it will be relevant. Halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. Maybe I'll say now, before we go further, why should it be relevant to Zman HaZeh? We have all the Din Rabban, so it's... Same halacha l'maisa, Hilchos Eruv, and we have to first be mevayer a few aspects of the Din d'oraisa. And our third of the din is that it's forbidden to carry from the Shisayachet to the Shisharab, not from the Shisharab to the Shisayachet, and it's forbidden to be Mabed Alan Amis in the Shisharab. We have to work on a good definition of what is the Shisharabim and what is the Shisayachet. Even under the Rabban, they are the Tamilas, so we still have to know what does the din d'oraisa, because it will be relevant. Halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. Maybe I'll say now, before we go further, why should it be relevant b'zman hazeh? We have all the din d'Rabban, so if you look at the last Maramachim in the first section, the Markheim Perakador and Shemitah Kufet is the key to every Erev in the world. The Mara says on Daf Chavei from an Aleph that whenever you make an Erev, whenever you have Mechitzes, you're faced with the problem of also rabbing on the Vatsan Mechitzes. If you make an Erev around the community, or about a bungalow colony, whatever, and the cars can go in and go out, so the people can easily walk in and out, so you have a problem. What kind of a Mechitzes is that if the people can traverse it? Also, Rabbim and Mavatlan Mechitzah. The Rabbim can walk through it, so that spot is not a Mechitzah. It's not a Mechitzah, the spot where the people can go through, or the breach, the spot where they can go through is more than Eser Amos. So if you have a pierce of Yes and Eser Amos, that ruins all Mechitzah. So there's no issue to say, so how can any Erev ever be acceptable at all? So it's a problem. So the Mordechai takes what Tosfos says one step further, and he's the one who says that every Erev is good. Tosfos points out that for Beis Menalos, that Bamed Ben Amrim, when do you have a problem? The Tosfos Din Amar for Kash is the review that the review. The Tosfos says, when do you have a problem of also Rabbin in the Vatsan Mechitzah? That is, this Mechitzah is needed, Minatera. But if Minatera, I already have two Mechitzahs. And the whole requirement for the Mechitzah and the rule for Ziyas is only Midirabbanon, that's the first Mishnah there, and that if you have a U-shape, so you should say, okay, with Mechitzahs, you only need a Tikkun on the building of Midirabbanon. And that fourth Mechitzah, which is only needed, Midirabbanon, there you don't worry about also Rabbi Mamavat and Mechitzah, so the din doesn't apply. So the Mordechai takes that Tosfos and he goes one giant step further. He says, not only the Mechitzah is only needed for the Rabbanon, what if you have a situation where the whole Mishnah of Tusel is only the Rabbanon? You're talking about carrying in an area that's only a commoner. But if you put up Mechitzahs around the area will become a Rishu Sayachid, and the Mechitzahs that you put up will be Mechitzahs in Atar. It's not like the area where you have three Mechitzahs. I mean, I tell you whether or not you took the fourth wall is absolutely irrelevant. That's really not Malo Lamar. Once you have three Mechitzahs in Atayra, the Tikkun on the roof of Venus is nothing. Ashenkin, in our case, we're talking, let's say, about a city, we'll say for some reason or another we're going to discuss today, the city is only a commoner. But if you put Mechitzahs around the city will become a Rishon Sayyaf. I mean, I tell you, Mechitzahs will become an Atayra, it will become a Rishon Sayyaf. So there, if you only have the Gemara with the Tosfos, you would think that there should be a problem of also wrapping and wrapping Mechitzahs. Traffic goes through on one side of the city, so if that's a piercing, yes, and yes, it is. Traffic goes through on the other side. So as you say, did all the Mechitzahs come tumbling down? So there's no Mechitzah at all. But the Mordechai says not. So what Tosfos meant to say was not only when the whole Mechitzah is only needed in the Rabbanon, even when the whole Isa Hoysol and the whole Isa Tufel is only in the Rabbanon, even though if you put the Mechitzah to the Bichamon HaTorah, if the whole Isa that you're working on is only in the Rabbanon, then you don't worry about also Rabbin and Rabbin and Mechitzah. So the Ramor on the bottom of the sewer, and Or HaChaim quotes this Markai, in Perakadot, from the Tav Kuftet. Markai B'Shem Maharam Ruthmer. And he says that that's what all of our Erevin are based on. We assume that any other Rishu Sarabim is Manazem and Atayr. We're working with areas that are only Kamalist Manazem. So the question is, why is it not a Rishu Sarabim and Atayr? Why is it only a Kamalist? But he has to investigate what are the conditions that are necessary in order for an area to be determined as a Rishu Sarabim and Atayr. We have to look through the various Gemara. So the Gemara Shabbos Tzadikas Menalas, the first in the list of the Mamikai, they say that in order for it to constitute, in order for it to be considered a Rishu Sarabim, the Rai said it has to be 16 Amos wide. No, Europe, there were little villages where they had little Gesalach and Yerushalayim, so they had little tiny streets that are not 16 amos long. We're talking in America, you have white streets that are 16 amos long. The Gemara says on Sadiq Chesem and Aleph and Shabbos that if you have a Rishu Sarabim, it's Makuria. If you have a Rishu Sarabim that has a roof on top of it, so that part of the Rishu Sarabim that has the roof on it does not have the status of Rishu Sarabim. The worst it can be is a Kamlet. It won't be Rishu Sayyachit, but it won't be Rishu Sarabim, it'll only be forbidden to carry them to the Rabban. The Sfasemis has an interesting comment which may sometimes be relevant, Halacha Maaseh. So he points out based on the Gemara there on Shabbos and that figure with the with the agolim, with the wagons of the Levim and the Mizbar, that not only if the kiri is permanently attached, even if it's only put up temporarily. So the Gemara says that if you have the wagons and they fall because the floor of the wagon is full, so under the wagon will no longer be Rishu Sarabim. So if the wagon happens to be there, the floor serves as a tikra for the ground. Either wagon is only there temporarily, it's going to move. So you see that even if the tikra is not attached to the ground, not only let's say you have an elevator, so you have the tracks on top, that's a tikra that's permanently there on top of this area. Unless they only put up temporarily a tikra, so the Sfasemis points out from the Gemara that you see that that's also called the Rishu Sarabim Makura, that it's only dealing with the Rishu Sarabim. The worst it can be is a kamar. So these are two conditions that you need in order to be considered a Rishu Sarabim. The Gemara in Erez and Chavdeis and Adeis gives a third condition. The Gemara says that there were sections of Eretz Yisrael where Yehoshua ben Nun gave them over to the Rabbim, Mestorah le-Rabbim, and there are other sections of Eretz Yisrael which Mestorah le-Yochid, right before the Mishnah, at 5 lines in the bottom of Chav Beis and Beis. Those areas that Yehoshua ben Nun gave over, Mestorah le-Yochid, gave them over to private ownership, those cannot constitute Rishu Sarabim deraisa. So in order to be a Rishu Sarabim deraisa, it has to be owned by the Rabbim. It has to be the possession of the Rabbim. If it's Shel Rabbim, then it's possible to be considered a Rishu Sarabim deraisa. So Avni Nezer in his Chuvah have a list of Malachimus from the Avni Nezer later in this section of sheet. Quote, in Sinu Reishayim Tet, Oz Beis, quotes the Rana in the Zorin, where the Rana talks about Dina and the Matus of Dina. Why does the government have the right to charge taxes? He quotes that famous thesis that no one taxes like at all, that you don't say Dina Matus of Dina in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody has to pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the holy state of Dina Matus of Dina is that the land belongs to the French king, the land belongs to the king of England, it belongs to the government, and if I want to live in France, I want to live in England, so the government has, the king has the right to charge me rent. And how much rent does he want to charge me? So he says, he gives the whole chart. He gives the whole system. He says, you pay your income tax and then I'll let you stay. If you don't pay income tax, then I won't get you stay. So the Ran quote in many of the Balei HaPeis is that payment of taxes is obligatory, binding becomes clearest character. So if he wants, he can expel you, he doesn't have to let me live in his land, it belongs to him. Then if he wants, he can let me stay on the condition that I take. So the Ran quote in many of the but in Eretz Yisrael, it belongs to the Jewish people, and I have a right to live in Eretz Yisrael. You have a right to, nobody can kick me out of Eretz Yisrael, I don't have to pay any income tax. Ashwara, nobody talks. They say in Eretz Yisrael it has an ish toxin like the Ran. That's a lot of supposedly Orthodox Jews don't pay income tax in Eretz Yisrael. But it's not true. Look in the Sikri Chazon, it's very clear that he doesn't hold like that. Absolutely doesn't hold like that. Nobody. The opinion is not even quoted in Tesis. It's not even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The opinion that the Ran and the Dorm quote in the Tesis, we don't have that Tesis anyway. It's not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Avni Nezer quotes that Ran. And he says, you see that the Ran is up, that the Medinas belong to the Melech. So he says, if the Medinas belong to the Melech, so it's called Shel Yochid, it's not called Shel Rabin. So therefore, it's not a Rishu Sarabim Deraisa. One could possibly easily disagree with this Avni Nezer and say that it's not correct. So Yochid versus Shel Rabin means that it's privately owned. Let's say Rockefeller Square belongs to the Rockefeller family. They lock it off once a year to show that it's theirs. But that's privately owned by the Rockefeller Foundation. But if you have the city belong, let's say the United States belongs to President Reagan. Or the King of France really owns the whole country of France. But the King of France is the government. So Lechay one could argue the point and say that that's called Shel Rabin, that's not called Shel Yoch. Shel Yoch means a private person other than the man who leads the government. But if he is the government, then one could say that that is Shel Rabin. Anyway, his swear only applies, even if it is correct, what the Avni Nezer said, doesn't apply in America. In America, the country belongs to the government. It doesn't belong to Mr. Needy. It doesn't belong to a private person. But the Gemara says this is one of the conditions. So far, we have three conditions to be considered a Rishu Sarabim Deraisa. You have to have, the street should be Pez Zayin Amah wide, it should be Eina Makura, and it should belong to the rabbin as opposed to being privately owned. Then the Mishnah Erev in the Testament Aleph adds another condition, another stipulation, that the in order to be considered as the rabbin, the rabbin has to be shel rabbin. What is shel rabbin? So the Ramban says that the Gemara says on base on base. The Gemara on base on base. Through the Mishnah in the Testament Aleph, that the shel rabbin means it has to be owned by the rabbin as opposed to owned by the yochid. Pashup shat, Rashi and Tosfos and that does come up with this new einfam that the term rabbin means shishim ribo, and that mishnah, that obscure mishnah on the New Testament Aleph, where it doesn't say a word about shishim ribo, that's the source of the requirement for shishim ribo people. That if you don't have shishim ribo people in the street, so it's not considered a rishus haram there. There are different versions of the different editions of the Bahag, or the Bala Lacha to the Tosfos quotes the Bahag that they had, that require shishim ribo, and others have a different Bahag that doesn't say a word about shishim ribo. A few years ago they put out an Eretz Yisrael, a Baha'i that has all the different manuscripts put together. Very different, many different editions of the Baha'i. The Mishnah Berurah and Sinan Shin and Hei to design and the Bira Aloha quotes a big controversy about this. The Mishnah Yankee had a machlokes with the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim. The time was a Galat Kanan, the Mishnah Sankhya was a Litzvah. The Mishnah Sankhya learned by Rabbi Balozin. He was in the first time meeting in Balozin Rishit. So the Mishnah Sankhya was Ma'ara on this Shishim Ribo requirement that even though Rashi and Tosfos say, he started to count up the Rishonim, and he thought that the Rav HaRishonim held not. And the Beis HaTzayim said, no, that we assume that the Rav HaRishonim hold, that he do need Shishim Ribo. That's the Shiloh with the Shishim Ribo. Even if you assume that he need Shishim Ribo, there is a question exactly what does that mean? What's the translation? What do you mean Shishim Ribo? So the lesson of the Mechaber when he quotes this din, Shin and Hei, to design, there are those who hold that the only consideration should surround the right is to have Shish and Nibah people walking on this street every day, over Mechol Yom in this street. That's very hard to meet such a requirement. And Mishnah Berurah in the footnotes in the Sharat Tiyun, on the bottom of the page is Me'orer, a possibility that somehow Rav Moshe forgot that the Mishnah Berurah was married, so he was re-Me'orer, the same possibility. That they both think that it's not like the lesson on the Chabad, that you need Shishim Ribo people walking on this particular street. It means that you need Shishim Ribo people roaming in the neighborhood, walking around in the neighborhood. But it doesn't necessarily have to be on this street. If they walk on another street, and they walk on this street, and if it's all in the same neighborhood, then it's considered Shishim Ribo. If you assume like that, then you have to start figuring out when is it called one neighborhood, when is it called two neighborhoods. But then the Moshe used to give a clothing. So the different sections of Queens are called different neighborhoods, Bronx and Manhattan different neighborhoods, even if Al Tidin is considered one big city for purposes of Qumran and other purposes. And the Hilchos Gemara has Dinim Daraisa there as to what constitutes one big city for other Mikra purposes, for Qumran purposes, but if it's a different neighborhood and the people here don't really mix with the people from there, then there's a major thought, but then his Qumran wouldn't apply. That if you have Shishim Ribo roaming in the streets and the neighborhood in general, wouldn't apply. So that's an issue with the Shishim Ribo. There's a further question. Mishnah Berurah and Shinmen Hei to start the Yudzayin quote from Ogan Avraham has a one-line comment from the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, what's the Rishus HaRabim Deraisa? So he's giving all these conditions. So the Ogan Avraham writes, Drachim HaHolchem Yir Liyir, highways that go from one city to the other, constitute Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. And the Mishnah Berurah, don't get no, he quotes from Ogan Avraham, Drachim HaHolchem Yir Liyir, have a good Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. So what exactly is he driving it? If it's 16 on the slide, and it's ain't a Mekura, and you have Shishim Ribo, and if most of it, I'm a Kofit, what is he saying over here? So if the Pinker Sefer, there's a Sefer Ochas Chaim. It's not a good Sefer to have, not an Erev. It's a collection of all of the Achreinim on every different Shulchan Aruch and Erev Chaim. On the later Shulchan Aruch, on the Yabin Ezra, and the other day, and the Chesh Mishpat, you have the Pirkei Tshuva, which was written by one of the later Zolim in Europe, about 80 years ago, 70, 80 years ago, he has a collection of all of the later Achreinim, some Sefer, and so on. On Erev Chaim, you don't have it, you just have the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva was written by Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margolyi, the Beis HaChaim and his brother. And he doesn't quote, obviously, anybody came after him. So all the major Achreinim came after him. He didn't hear so long ago. He lived in the early 1800s. He doesn't quote any of the later things. And even the things that he quotes Gematriyot, and Tzvi Shevetlach, and Kabbalah things. He has all kinds of things. He doesn't really always quote all of the posts and all of that. So that's why the Trinker Rebbe made a liquid of all of the relevant Achreinim and every truth in Shulchan Aruch. It's too fine. It's very worthwhile. You have a lot of shaitas that you can find the Feirish. And the Feirish, he quotes the Achreinim. All Achreinim will discuss. He gives you all of them on the country. So he quotes Achreinim who explains what the Morgan Avon is rising at. what does the Mother Hazan mean when he says that drop and hole from year to year constantly shifts around your ankle? What he means is that you don't meet Shisha Meba. The only time you meet Shisha Meba is if you're talking about a street in the middle of the city. But if you're talking about a highway that goes from one city to the other, then a highway is a Rishus HaRam D'Oraisa, even though you don't have the Shisha Meba. The Pashtus is that give one more point. So you know, in there is a new test on the top of Homer Bay says also that in order to constitute that we should surround the right, you have to have that the street should be mafulish through the entire city. You have a dead end street, like over here, this block 185th. It ends over here, and you can't go by it. It's not really a dead end, you have to go around though, but it doesn't cut through till the end of the city. There are houses further, and it doesn't cut through over there either. Manhattan continues past, where does it end? Broadway. I live after Broadway. And this street ends at Broadway, so you have to go around either to the right or to the left. But it's the Gemara, mean test on the top of one day. If you have a street that doesn't cut straight through the city, in order to get by it, you have to go to the right or to the left. So then it's not, then it's also not a issue to run the right. That's the Rashi over there. So what if you have, let's say, some offering right a lesson that in order to be considered a Rishus HaRam D'Oraisa has to cut through the whole city straight, Mefulish, Mishah, Rishah, Berishim, Ikim, Klaus. That's out of the street, that's 16 on the side. It cuts through the whole city, and it doesn't have any major twists or turns. Let's say you have a street that cuts through the city, but it goes like this.
But surely you can enter the city, and that happens all over the place.
They published a few Svarim on Arachayim where you have collections of essays on different topics of Arachayim. At the end, Selah Gimel has a whole Pinterest on the areas in Manhattan. So on page Mem Gimel, he has a letter from a Shlomo David Kahana, who used to be the Rav in Warsaw before the war, and he ran away to Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Eretz Yisrael after the war, after the Second World War. So he writes in the letter, the Shlomo David, that when he made the areas originally in Warsaw, the days of the Chedushah, they didn't have Shisha Meba population yet. So they relied on the Pesachim that there was no Rishus HaRabim there, right? So therefore, there was no problem about the Rabim and Rabim and Mechitza. They relied on that Shisha, that lack of Shisha Meba makes it that it's not Rishus HaRabim there. But by the time that later, before the Second World War, there were more than Shisha Meba people there in Warsaw. So after they still continued to carry based on the air, the whole area was based on the premise that the lack of Shisha Meba accomplishes that it's not Rishus HaRabim there. So Shlomo David Kahana writes in his letter, but that's not what it's based on. It says that in order to be considered a Rishus HaRam D'Oraisa, the Gemara says in the Pesachim days, and it's called Mishachanat, you have to have that the street should be Mefulish, and it should be Mefulish, Bali, Ikum, shouldn't have any major twists and turns. So he writes in his letter, it's paradoxical, but that's the way it turns out, that the larger the city is, so the more improbable it will be that the street will be Mefulish, Bali, Shem, Ikum. So the summer, I go to Tangier. The Tangier is a two-by-nothing little city. All the cities in the mountains. All the little cities in the mountains. So they're tiny little cities. So the main street goes mamish straight through the city. It goes in the foolish. Go in here, go out there, 180 degrees. But if you have Manhattan, so originally when they started New York City, the summer was also two-by-nothing. It was in the foolish, the main street. But then they started building here and there and everywhere. And then they had buildings blocking all the way. So they had to make the street go over here, go over here, go over here. So the bigger the city you're going to be, the more area it covers, so the more improbable it will be that you're going to have the main street, that you're going to have any street that's going to be in the foolish. That's what he writes in his letter, that the area rested on that story, that the reason why it wasn't the Rishus HaRam D'Oraisa, so there wasn't the foolish. And Moshe Feinstein in his paper doesn't like this whole idea of the foolish. He says it doesn't say anything more. The whole thing is that the whole Russian has been the foolish, the Shemitim. He doesn't treat the Gemara, he says, the Rishonim, right? Such a lesson, the foolish Mishah, Shah, Yishon, he doesn't want to He wrote a whole tshuva about the possibility of making an Erev Manhattan, and then one of the Rabbanim asked him, if it's such a long tshuva, why didn't you write about the lack of a chulish? You don't have a speech like yours. He says he doesn't like that din. He can't deal with that din. He doesn't know how to deal with it because it doesn't say any Gemara. He thinks that the Gemara meant the foolish is a different thing, and he gives an original law, a very original interpretation. He's always very original. He doesn't like to live with it. So at Tatan Sefer we have four and possibly five conditions to constitute the Shukir Amdara. You have to have Targano, Eina Makura, Michel Rabin, Shabim Foolish, whatever that means. That makes his original pshat, that is traditional pshat. She's all practically straight. And then the question whether you need the Shishim Ribo and how you define Shishim Ribo. Shishim Ribo people walking on this street every day. Shishim Ribo people in the neighborhood like the Sharatim, someone like that Moshe. Now the question is, let's say you have highways that go Drachim Hall from the early years. The Drachim don't go, they're foolish. The highways go straight, they don't go straight. That's in a mountain. It's impossible. How can a highway go straight? By definition, it's not. So you need Mephulis there also. So the Pashtus is, if it's a highway, you don't need Mephulis. Actually, if it's a pink, it's close to Machrenim, it's a Mephulis of Machrenim, that you also don't need Shishim Ribo. The verse seems to be like this, that the main definition of the Rishus of Abin Daraisa is a highway. And you have a condition that in order to be Rishus of Abin, it has to be Tezayinamo, it has to be Eina Makura, and it has to be Shel Rabin. If it's a street within the city and you have these three conditions, at least Tezayinamo, Eina Makura, and Rishal Rabin, but that's not called a highway, that's a street in the city. Now the Gemara says, but if it's Mephulish, Mishar, Lishar, and Shishim Ribo, then it's called a highway. Who says that you should call it a street? Call it a highway? But if it's Mamisha Highway, if you have no houses on either side, a highway is a highway. So what do you mean Shishim Ribo? What do you mean Mephulish? The Pashtus is like that. That's the Ramban writes on Daf Nun Tes in Erev in Mikot. It's Rishon Ramban writes on Daf Nun Tes. The Rashi and Tosis in the Bahag, that one version of the Bahag come up with this Kiddush. That in order to be considered in the Shusharam Deraisin, you would require Shishim Ribo, because it's called Shal Rabin, and that's how they interpret the word Shal Rabin. Shishim Ribo should march around there. So the Ramban says he personally doesn't go for the whole business. He doesn't agree. There's no Mokesh. Shal Rabin means the same as Abkhar Bey, so it should be the ownership of the Rabin as opposed to privately owned. But because Afilim thinks alone that this pshat of the Bali Atos is correct, he thinks that it's only true in the streets and the city and it doesn't apply to highways. That's how the Ramban writes. And then he thinks the whole thing is wrong. But he thinks even if you don't like Rashi and Tosis, it doesn't apply to highways. And this idea that the Ramban said, that if a later Achrayim thinks that that's what the Magen Avraham said, and that's what that line in the Mishnah Berurah means. The Mishnah Berurah just quotes the Magen Avraham, doesn't explain what it means. What if he dropped him off in the earlier? That sometimes causes problems, but sometimes you have a city, like New York City, we have Manhattan here, but in the middle of Manhattan you have the Harlem River Drive and you have the Henry Hudson Drive. That it's very hard to consider those streets. There are no shops there and there are no houses there. Absolutely a highway. It doesn't make it like that. It's Mamisha Highway. So since it's a highway, the Pashtus says that you neither need Shishim Ribo, nor do you need Mephulish. Highways are issues for Rabin and Deraisa, as long as it's Shel Rabin and Tazama and Eina Makura, which it is. Those are the three conditions. The only time you need the fourth and possibly the fifth condition that it should be the foolish and possibly also the Shishim Ribo is if the thing is a street in a city to determine is it only a street or is it a highway. But if it is a highway, there's nothing to discuss with her. Baruch HaShulchan in finishing Hay, this space also raises this issue.
You have
people living alone
as well, right on the highway. Here, take
the
East River, for example. Their buildings right on the highway.
And the people can walk
north
of the island?
Yes, they can walk, well, they can walk onto it. If they're crazy enough, they can walk onto the highway. But, so, take the lower side, for example, their home, with a little
church
next to it, they can go on the highway.
It's a place to get off. To get off of the highway. Yes. So the highway has so many who's conscious to the house, it's just to get off of the highway, to get there.
Some of them are far from the other side of the highway.
On the outer side of the highway.
How do they get
there? That bridge above or below. Yeah, but the highway itself, I don't think has any assumptions to the house. Many thoughts seem don't hold like this. In the Shmir Shabbos Kofasa, he quotes that Hashem is on there about broad riots against these Achrayim. That if you need Shishim Ribo, then you need it even on a highway. And they told me also the Ramosha used to sit at this, look out his window on River Drive and count how many cars there were going every hour, and then every 5 minutes to multiply and try to calculate whether you have Shishamiba on the highway. And people asked, what really is Shishamiba on the highway? They said, no, you need Shishamiba. If you don't have Shishamiba, it's me. But the rabbis who hold that stone. But there are many custom holds against them. The highway is always a highway. Berach HaShulchan Mishnim Mem Hei, what is it, Sif Tov, quotes that the Mishnah, the same as the Mishnah Gur, Mishnah is Yankiv, one of the Gedolim in the previous generation raised this issue, what's going on, how come we all rely on the Yehudim, because we assume that we don't have Rishus HaRamdeh, right? So why don't we have, because there's no Shishim Ribo? Who says that the Shishim Ribo is necessary? Some of the Rishonim disagree. Could even be that the majority of the Rishonim don't accept the Shishim Ribo story. The Sidon, but for sure, don't hold from the Shishim Ribo. It's only the only the Baal HaPos is the Ashkenazim. And that's a shalom, even by the Ashkenazim, did the majority of the Chachmei Ashkenazim. The majority of the Ashkenazim hold like that enough. So that's the reason why they quote the Lashon from the Taz, as if a Basko came out from heaven and said there's an Ishi Shemibah. Where in the world did they dig this up to Shishamibah? Really, you're up to Basko and Hashemah. So the Arach HaShulchan says, no, we're relying on a different test, a different reason. He comes up with a sixth condition. Mamash Meher. Come on. A sixth condition. That the Rishus HaRabin is spelled with a Hei HaYidiyah. Called the Rishus HaRab. Why? Rishus HaRab means if you have a city that has one main street that doesn't have any competition, so that street is the Rishus HaRab. If you have a city like New York, that you have one big street and another big street and another big street, so each street is in competition with the other, vying for the title of the main street, so this street takes away the Yichus from the other street, and that street takes away the Yichus from this street, lighting the gun. So no street has a status of Rishus. Where did he get this from? Mamish from nowhere. So he has a Yerushalmi which he interprets to me like that. I don't know, I thought it was such a wild Kiddush that I didn't even bother looking in the Yerushalmi to see if there's another way to interpret it. I assumed that there must be another way to interpret the Yerushalmi. Sounds like a very innovative Kiddush, and the Babli certainly doesn't appear in it. He claims that the Yerushalmi, I think it's a basic, he says the Yerushalmi says nothing. Now the Gemara in Vav Amud Beis speaks about this condition of Mufulish, that you have to have, the Pashup Shat is the Gemara, but Moshe denied that if you've been a Mufulish, you're going to have to interpret the Gemara differently. But the way the regular, all the classical Pashup in Shulchan Aruch says is the requirement for Mufulish, the requirement for Mufulish has two parts. Number one, the shape of the speech should be Mufulish, we'll have to discuss it. That's one criterion that it has to be called Mufulish. And the other condition is that the traffic should be Mufulish. What do you mean traffic should be Mufulish? The Gemara says Yerushalayim, because they used to lock the gates at night and the traffic couldn't traverse it 24 hours a day, so therefore the streets were not called Mufulish and therefore it didn't have the status of Yerushalayim. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. What do you mean because he used to lock the gates at night? It's not for the fact of Mole, it's not for the fact that I'll spend it. Although it's not, it would have been a Shishah. So the meaning has a Machlekes, because that some Rishonim say that it means so. Therefore, at nighttime, it's not considered the Rishonim. When the traffic can't go through and through, it's not called the Foolish at night. But in the daytime, when the doors, when the gates are open, say, it is called the Foolish. And the meaning says that we don't accept like that. We accept the more commonly accepted interpretation is not so that Ben Bayom, Ben Balala, since sometime in the year, some time of the day. They lock the gate, so therefore it's not called Mufulish all day long. So Mufulish means the shape of the street should be Mufulish, and the traffic should be able to penetrate all the time. So the Gemara speaks about locking the gates every night. They lock the gates of Yerushalayim not for the purposes of Eilat, they lock the gates for security purposes. What if you have gates that are only put up, not for security purposes, they have gates in Warsaw, which they only put up for the Jews to have an Eilat. And they used to lock it at this Erev Yom Kippur, they locked it for 5 minutes, and that was all. But that also good. Once a year for 5 minutes is also good. Shtikal HaGalechta. So the Avni Nezer keeps on insisting, no, it's good enough, it's good enough. He was a big Nekola. Others weren't so keen about all the Erev in New York, and he kept on insisting, no, all the Hevev is Tzadikim, Kedusharim, and all the others. It may be a ruin, so it's good. Even if you only lock it for 5 minutes a year, it's already not called for it. So if you have the possibility of locking it, so then he says, so then there were no errors, the possibility is enough, so why do you have to lock it 5 minutes a year? So don't lock it at all. You don't have to lock it every day. So why do you have to lock it 5 minutes a year? So he says, no. Go to Rav Nezer in general always gives, he always gives Aver Hadinya. He gives the Gemara, and then he says, just like over there, so too over here. Everybody does that. Madonna knows him, but he's wild. He's vital to stuff. So he goes to the din, and you vomit, and you do chalit, so you have to use a shoe for chalit. So the shoe has to be Roy Luno. Roy Luno doesn't mean Roy to lock, it means Roy to wear. Here he needs lots of Roy Luno, you have to have doors that you can lock. So he says that the shoe has to be Roy Luno. So the Gemara asked Akasha that the Bezin always has a shoe that they stay for chalit all the time. But the Gemara says nobody ever wears that shoe. So how can that have the status of the shoe? That's not a shoe, it's not Roy Luno. So the Gemara says no, but if the Shliach Bezin, if the Gabbai and Bezin would decide that he wants to wear the shoe, they're not going to wear the skin in him, they would let him wear the shoe. So therefore it's called Roy Luno, because if he would want to. But if you talk to have a shoe that they absolutely never allow you to wear it at all, then it's not called Mamon Roy Luno, because then it wouldn't have the shame on it. So he says also, Adelet, if the government wouldn't even allow the Jews to lock the door in Warsaw even for 5 minutes a year, then it's not called Adelet. Adelet, if you can't lock it, it's not called Adelet. But as long as you can lock it for 5 minutes a year, then it maintains the shame Adelet, and that's good enough. That's his mashal. The problem, however, is, does the Gemara really say this in Eretz? That if you have lots of Sariyas Luna, there is a Gemara that says, there is a Machlokes in the Gemara, where you need lots of Sariyas Luna. So the Gemara says, as long as it's lots of Sariyas Luna, it's deficient. Deficient for what? So the Miri says that he thinks the Rambam is not right. The Rambam is the one who quotes the Gemara as I just said it. But if you have it, which is the Rabbin, because you have street which is Mefulish, and you have blood of Tavirius Lino, you could theoretically lock the gate at night, so you could lock the gate 5 minutes a year, we'll stretch the Rambam. So then, all year long, it's not called Mefulish, because it's the Belus is very little. And then he says, the Gemara really, one could limit it. It doesn't really say that. The Gemara is talking about a mother, it's not talking about a Shusarab. It's talking about a different requirement, that sometimes we don't allow a Shurat HaPesha for long, we require something more than a Shurat HaPesha, something fancier. You take a look on Vavan and Beis. Vavan Manal is going over to Vavan and Beis. And you notice that sometimes the Rabbana require the lesser, so when you require it, then since it's only a Chumim the Rabbana, so even if it's Tastua, as long as it's very limo. But to say that you can convert the Shurat and the Raisa into a family, because of lack of Mefulish, because you have lots of Tariyas Lino, so that's called the Rebbe non-Mefulish. So the Miri says it doesn't say that in the Gemara, and he disagrees with the Rambam. He thinks that the Rambam is wrong. But it's ungenommen, in the Shulchan Aruch they assume like the Rambam, not like the Miri. Then the Chasam Sofer went one step further than the Rambam, and the Chazon Ish and Siman Ayin Ches, and Chelek Erechayim, there's a whole list of Chasam Sofer, traditional Chasam Sofer, and Hilchos Erev, and that he disagrees with. Second half of Siman Ayin Ches. So one of them is this. This is a major issue in Europe. When you have Lotus Tariyas Lino, it makes it that the street is not Mefulish. So since it's not Mefulish, it's no longer a Rishus Rabban Deraita. It's only a Kamlis. It's only a Kamlis. Then the whole Yisrael Hotel is only Rabban. It's only Rabban. They don't worry about Otter Rabban and Rabban Mefulish. That's all it says in the Mark. So the Sefer says, no, that's not the pshat. You have lots of Tariyas Lino, so if you would have closed the gate, then the gate is 10 tefachim tall, and it's 10 feet tefachim to the floor, so the gate itself would have been a mechitzah. So if you would have had the gate closed, the dalos would have been closed, this would have been a mechitzah, that would have completed the space, and it would have made the whole area into a shusayachim. So even though you only have a dalos, which is not closed, it's open, and the gap is more than 10 amos, yet. If you have a breach in the mechitzah, more appears in the entrance of the mechitzah, there's a mechitzah. But since you have a Belus HaRoi Lino, that's the equivalent of a Mechitza, and it's already a Rishus HaYachim, not just a Belus HaRoi Lino, next to that it's not Mefulish anymore, and it's not a Rishus HaRam, and then you can make a Tzuras HaFes. Then you don't even need a Tzuras HaFes. Belus HaRoi Lino is equivalent to a Mechitza. So the Chazon Ish says that there's absolutely no source in the Gemara for this at all, and he disagrees. So this is a major Machlokes in Europe. Many follow the Chasam Sofer. The famous on the Gemara seems also like the Chasam Sofer. Many Rabban in Galicia and in Hungary, many follow the Chasam Sofer. And many others disagree. They said there's absolutely no market for that whatsoever. If you take a look at the Rabbeinu Yohanan on the side of the list, on that base and hour, if you read it slowly, there's a long how broad there they quote the base Yosef on that base and hour. There's a verse of Bach, I think. Take a look there as Mefulish against the Chasam Sofer. and three is against us, and things like that. There's a little back and forth to this shit. In fact, there is a, he decided shows up to heaven, he said, it's not true. All over there, many relied on the Chasam Sefer Rosh. Then there was a third of Machlokes. Many Gedolim had a third of Machlokes century, after the Chasam Sefer time. What if you have it through a Pesach, or we call in Yiddish and Erev, you have economy time, economy time, economy time, and you have a screen on top. Pole on top, a screen on top. So what if you have two poles, and the pole on top is not up, you have a string, you have a hook over here, and you have a hook over here, and you have a string, and it's all wound up. Whenever you want, you can stretch the string over, but you didn't stretch it over. You have a tool. So first of all, really, in this place. So some of them said, first, like for some place, they said that a delos are all in all this, and this is delos is attached. Look, if I have the delos at home, and it's not attached, then some place also doesn't. But if I have a door that's attached to the hinges, it's there. The only thing is that it's open, but if I would close it, it's only mechus closing. If I would have closed it, it would have been a mechitis. Even when it's open, it's also considered a mechitis. But some Gedolim, after some place of time, took another giant step and they said, that you have the economy, 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 even though you don't have the economy that they extended, but you have it, it's all wound up there, around the hooks and everything. And if you want to, you can extend it any time, so it's already called to a satas. But Avinu Nezer doesn't like that in a big way. He says that Chasam Sefer is right, that Chasam Sefer is not similar, so he thinks that this is totally incorrect. Then he has in Chuvah also another Shaila that in some communities they make a lot, but he's very opposed to it. What if you don't have, if you follow the Chasam Sefer, or even if you don't follow the Chasam Sefer, let's say you're talking about Los Terus Linol, if you have a street that's Mefulish and you want to cancel the status in the book, you have a Delos Terus Linol. So instead of having a Delos,
So instead of having a bellows, you just have a bunch of strings. Now, if you have strings, each string would be the big three poles in the next one, since we're talking about the conservative, you say lovely. But then, the whole thing together is more than 10 poles before. So this would constitute a mechitza, but what if it's not stretched out? I have a box, and I have a three-pound plate. And in that box, I have a big pole, and I can pull it out with the wheel. And then I have another pole on the outside of the box, and I have strings like this, the whole time. Now, if I pull, if I stretch out this pole over here, I will have stretched out all the strings, and I will have a lovely, I will have a string that has the dimensions of the mechitza. Because now that it's rolled up in the thing, it doesn't have the stretch out, then it becomes a mechitza. Once I stretch it out, then it becomes a mechitza. But as it's still inside the box, you don't even have that. And you're, so you used to have gloves, so we have linol, they would have a large ball of fence that's all rolled up, and sometimes it's in a mechitza, you would have a large ball of fence that's rolled up, and then if you stretch it out, then it would be a mechitza. You would have gloves, and the mechitza is rolled up. And here, in this considered that you have a mechitza, you have a gloves, that's rolled up. You don't even have the gloves. It's just that string, that if you stretch them out, single, then you say lovely. Then it will come to the mechitza. When you, even when you say the lovely, when you stretch. Because when you didn't stretch it, you don't have anything. You just have a bunch of string. So Avinu Nezer makes fun of that. He said that that's utterly ridiculous. You have the ability, but you have nails and you have a hammer and you have string, and you could make it, you can make a lot of things. You have the potential to make mechitza
Shlomo Dreyer never recognized the area himself, but the regular, there was an Orthodox community in Frankfurt, regular normal Jews, not the Dreyer. They had an area. So when they went to the governor, the chief of police, whatever, to get permission to make an Erev, so they had to explain what it's all about. So they said, well, you put a pole and a string, and you consider it as if you have a shape of a doorway, and then since you have a shape of a doorway, you're missing the door, so it's considered as if the door would be there, so it's a presence, a machita, if you consider it as if. So the Goyish chief of police said, so what do you have to put the string? Consider it as if you have a string. that's the Avnei Reizen keeps on saying, you can't go so far, you consider it as if. If you have two poles and you have a string and you have the ability to stretch the string out, but you didn't, he says that's not good. He don't hold that that's not good. And he says about these things that you could stretch them out and then you'll say lover, but you don't even have a delver. It's not even a, if you stretch it out, then you'll have lover, then you have a mechitza. Because now that's rolled up, you don't have a delver at all.
If you hold like this Chassam Sefer, that Lefus Aliyah Slino, because you could stretch out this Geller, and even when you stretch it out, it'll have the status of Mephistus. Even though you didn't stretch it out, it already has the status of Mephistus, what the Chazanish doesn't like, and the Rabbi Yehonasan says it's no good. If you hold like that, but then some are made so to allow Lefus Aliyah Slino even on the highway. So you have these four. You want to make an error, it's over these four. So Rabbi Shimon Eider allowed a certain community in New Jersey to make Lefus Aliyah Slino to include the highway also. But if you hold, not like the Chassam Sefer, Lefus Aliyah Slino is not considered a mechitza for the Rishus Eicher, it's just that it accomplishes that it's no longer called Mefulish. If it's no longer called Mefulish, then it's not called the Rishus Eicher, right? So once it's not a Rishus Eicher, right? So then you can make your neighbors and you don't worry about us around that mechitza. But to say like that, then the pastor says that the condition of the foolish is not needed on a highway. You only need the foolish, like you said before. On a highway, you only need the first three conditions. You need that it shouldn't be Makura, it should be Shalam, it should be Tazama. But the last, fourth, and the fifth conditions are only needed on the street to declare the street as a highway. That it should be on the foolish, and then maybe it should be Shishamiba. But if you have a highway mama, it's a highway, they're not in the foolish. The highway from one city to the other doesn't always go straight. They twist and they turn. So there are two aspects to the foolish. One is the shape of the street, and one is the fact that you always have access to travel through. So that's in the street and the city. When do I declare the street of the city as a highway? If there's constant flow, if there could be constant flow of traffic. But if you have to look until it's lunar and you can break that constant flow of traffic, then it's not from the foolish. If you have a highway, highway. A highway is a highway. So you only go foolish over there. So Rabbi Eider assumes, obviously, like the Chassam Sefer, that Lefus Aliyah Slino means that it's already considered a mechitza. And that's the question, the Chazon Ish, and many other poskim didn't accept it. I don't think so. The highways that we should grab the Reiser, and then we should also grab more from the fixed supplies whenever there's a problem with our further Reiser. So two of us have to go. Those are really, accomplishes that it's not called the school version in the streets and the cities, where it's not enough to first two conditions, you need also there should be the school version. But yeah, it's not called the school version. But the highway doesn't have to be the school version. The whole need from the school version is that I should call the street the highway. But the highway is a highway. You don't have to move forward. That's like the folks who say you don't need Shishamiba. But that is a highway. Shishamiba from the city, you can do the same highway to a street in the middle of the city, but it's also for the highway.
Even if they open the
doors
once a year?
The pastor thinks like that. Yeah, even if they open the doors, they also shouldn't. The whole idea of opening the doors, I'll see pastor, only helps in the middle of the city. I don't think they ever used it in Europe on highway. It's a new city. It works if you hold like the Chassam Sefer, that a Delos or a Limel is considered as if it's already in the system, so it'll work on a highway road. But if you hold not like that Chassam Sefer...
If you hold the door, it will stop becoming
a
highway
for a certain time period. But when the door is closed, then it is a highway. A highway
will
be
open.
When the door will be open, locked in, when the door is open, it's not a highway.
To drape a rope across the highway, so that causes road to roll over it.
It could be raised, could theoretically be raised, just goes off the highway. So this is the problem. How do they always rely on the lack of Shishamiba in Europe? That's the big problem. What? Kilo Yotza Bastam and Hashemai. So that's what the Mishnah of Yankov did is like. That's what the Mishnah Brura tries to find for that. And the Mishnah Brura has an interesting tariff on this. A Yishuv on the Minigar, and why do they rely on the lack of Shishamiba if it's not so Muslim? And it's interesting, the Avni Nezer in his Chidus Kerr, the Bashur the Kutna, also gave the same suggestion. And Simon Reishan Gimel, Eitz Zayin, and Shulik Adar Ezer, says that Shulik Putna says as follows. They think, they have based on Aramim, Mishnzura and Shulik Putna say based on Aramim, that the whole principle of that, for based on Aramim, of Rabin and the Batman, the Chitzel, that if you have traffic racing through the machines, the ruins of the machines, this whole big roof is going to be our bottom. That bin itself has not been there, right? So once you say that that whole bin is only to the Rabbanon, he says then you can rely on the ship. And the whole bin only applies when it's in the ship to Rabban Deraisa. When the whole bin says it's only the Rabbanon, then the whole bin to the Rabbanon doesn't apply. So he says if the whole bin to begin with is only a problem to the Rabbanon, then you can say, no, it's only a bin to the Rabbanon. So then you can rely on the post in the hall that the lack of ship and libo makes it that it's not a ship to Rabban Deraisa. Back to the Shifra Ram, there are Bonon, there's no din about the Ram Nachum Kutzer. If also Ram itself would have been a din deraiser, they think that the Shema Kutzer with the Mishnah Bura, they'll think that we wouldn't have relied on the sheep of the Shishim. It's only because we're working with the Rambam, the Ram holds Mephurish like that. Some Mishnah hold that also Ram Nachum Kutzer is a Chisson deraiser, and the Ram holds that it's only Chisson deraiser. And he says that it's only a din deraiser, but then, the deraiser, you can really follow the 100 days to hold that you don't need Shishim. Enough for the definition of Rishus Rabban Deraisa. Let's start the definition of Rishus Rabban Deraisa. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that Allah spoke to Baruch Hashem Rabbanon, start with Rishus of Shabbos, and then it gives you Ezehe Rishus HaYachad. What's the Rishus HaYachad? So the Baruch gives you Rishus HaYachad is defined as an area that has to have a minimum of Dalet HaDalet stuff, and this is important. You have to know the definition. Sometimes make an area that's no good. So you have to know how to make a Rishus HaYachad. You have to go back to the basics. You should say, Yafa Deraisa has to have Dalet al Dalet Sofen, a minimum of Dalet al Sofen, and you have to have Lukas Mechitzis at least from three sides, and the Ruach Aviv requires a Mechitzis Mili Abba. Fine. What are these Mechitzis? The Gemara has different kinds of Mechitzis. You can have a wall that encloses an area that's open on one side, open on the other side. Then you can have a Charit. If you dig a Charit, you dig a ditch in the ground.
a chalitz spelled around the whole city. They say the chalitz. The outer side, the outer rim of the chalitz constitutes a mechitzah. The chalitz is 12 tefachim wide and it's 10 tefachim deep. So then the outer wall of the chalitz constitutes a mechitzah. Then it closes the whole city of the hetzer. That's a mechitzah from another.
The outer wall or the outer
wall? In the walls of the hetzer? Well, if it's 12 tefachim wide, so that is the surface of the earth. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then it's just a hole in the ground, then it's not. If the crack, if the chalitz around is 4 tefachim wide, then I consider that, because it's not called a mechitza unless it borders on a... a chalitz spelled around the whole city. So it says the chalitz. The outer side, the outer rim of the chalitz constitutes a mechitzah. The chalitz is 12 tefachim wide and it's 10 tefachim deep. So then the outer wall of the chalitz constitutes a mechitzah. Then it closes the whole city of the hetzer. So that's a mechitzah from another.
The outer wall or the outer edge wall? In the walls.
Well, if it's 4 tefachim wide, so that is the surface of the earth. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then it's just a hole in the ground, then it's not. If the crack, if the chalitz around is 4 tefachim wide, then I consider that, because it's not called a mechitza unless it borders on a reshus, and the reshus has to be 4 tefachim wide. So if the ditch is 4 tefachim wide, then this wall and this wall would be considered a mechitza. So then the wall that goes around is a mechitza for the inside. So if you have, oh, let's say you dig a ditch in the middle of the street and it has 4 walls around it, and the floor of the chalitz is dalal dalal, so that's a mechitzah. What if you have a cliff? What if you have a tail rishus harabim? I have right in the middle of the street, rishus harabim the raisa, and then I have all of a sudden a pile of rocks, someone put up a pile of rocks, a dalal dalal tefachim tall, and dalal dalal wide and long, and a 10 tefachim tall. So a tail in the middle of rishus harabim is also a rishus hayoch. The question is, what if you have half and half? That's a major shana that comes up all the time. What if you have the Chacham Tzvi talks about that? What if you have, like Riverdale, other communities where you have fully area, in the middle of the city, you have Har Mevorot. So you have two mechitzes are fences, let's say, and two mechitzes are tails, are drops. You have the city is built on a cliff, so I'm using two cliffs and I'm using two fences on top, so you're in the side of that. So the Mishnah only says that if you have three mechitzes, and you have a sudden drop on the fourth side, so that cliff, the cliff on the fourth side, let's say here, there's a sudden drop over here.
let's say over there, that little peak where they came out, that little stick. So if you wouldn't have, you have a fence over there so the people shouldn't fall down, with a yellow target, so the people shouldn't fall down to the parking lot that you should angle, so there wouldn't be a fence there. So the bricks that go all the way up, serve as a mechitz also, there's a mechitz in the temple. So let's say you have walls on either side, the buildings on either side of the mechitz. Let's say you would make a fence in the front, where it combines with 186th Street, if you have three mechitzes, and you just have this sudden drop to cliff. So the Mishnah says that that's okay. So the Chacham Tzvi, though, has a shayla and achronat, sometimes this chazanish comes in very late. Okay, maybe we'll stop now, and believe me, we'll continue. What is the next chabur? Next week.
Two o'clock.
That's 90 degrees. More than 90 degrees. I think the only thing that is left. No, they have three degrees. So actually, I think if it's more than 90 degrees, only have two walls, I think it's also not as thin as that. Because it's left. Because otherwise, they don't know what it is next year. What if it's very cool? Certainly, for the year, if it's a relative less than a little bit of money, it would be considered a wishful thing.
Okay. 89 degrees.
Yeah. Sure, 89 degrees. How is the food?